there's three things that you, three broad areas in every house. One of them is thermal comfort, heating and cooling. One of them is water heating. And the third one is power and lights. And broadly speaking, in a detached dwelling, they're about equal. They're equal thirds. So take each one in turn. Heating and cooling, you can make the house better insulated and better interactive with the climate when it's good. In other words, get more sunshine in winter, get more breezes in summer. That's the broad gist of it. There's a lot of detail that goes into that, but broadly we've got the worst climate-adapted houses in the OECD in Australia. We've had shocking regulations for more than 50 years. We didn't require insulation in houses. We don't require them to be climate adapted until the last 10 years. So that's why we had a dreadful situation when one third of Australia's dwellings don't have roof insulation, which is the simplest form of energy prevention, energy consumption prevention. It's also the simplest form of thermal comfort. And that's why the previous government, previous Labor government, took direct action and got caned for it. It's really amazing that the opposition are now suggesting they go down the same path, because it's a very difficult situation how you treat every house to make it more comfortable for heating and cooling. Water heating, much easier. Solar water heater on the roof. Australia and Israel invented the modern kind of water heating, solar water heating, just after the war. The CSIRO in Melbourne, of all places, the least amount of sun, developed up the integrated tank system, and it was put into production, and it was more successful in Perth than anywhere else. But still, only 5% of Australian dwellings have solar water heating on the roof. Now, I mentioned Israel before, that was the other. If you go to the Middle East and you look, every roof has a solar water heater on it. Now, it's almost 100% penetration, not only in Israel, but also in the surrounding areas, in the Arab areas. So we failed to implement this technology. We know the technology. We invented it, and we don't use it. And that's the single biggest thing. It would be much better to attack the solar water heating, the solar thermal, as it's called, than PVs. But again, it's more difficult. We've got tiled roofs. They're very difficult to stick solar water heating on. It means a complete change in the plumbing in the house, so it's difficult. The third part of it, energy and lighting, a whole lot of little things. We've doubled the amount of energy that we're using on average in the home. And as you suggested, Deb, we've decreased the number of people living there. So our per capita use of energy has gone up dramatically. And it's mostly because we've got more TVs, more fridges. You know, on average, more than 50% of the houses have two fridges in them, which is the biggest energy user. There's a whole series of things that have meant the energy use has gone up.